Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Hollow Bones by C.J. Lyons, narrated by Nick Landrum.
Chapter 1. FBI Supervisory Special Agent Caitlin Tierney was glad she'd skipped her morning coffee. The adrenaline she mainlined when the Escalade's driver pulled a 45 was quite enough to jumpstart her heart. Wide awake now, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Lower your weapon, Commissioner Schultz!
Sheriff Mona Holdeman shouted from where she stood behind her cruiser, stopped on the other side of the Escalade from Caitlin's position. The early morning March wind cut down the lonely country road, bringing with it the promise of snow. A stray memory flitted through Caitlin's mind, even as she sighted along the barrel of her Glock 22, aiming at the driver. Waking up on mornings like this as a child, rushing to the window, ignoring the sting of the cold floor on her naked feet, and looking outside, searching for snow, only to be disappointed. Not by the weather, but by the fact that by the time she reached the window, she'd be awake enough to remember her father was gone. Dead. Buried back in North Carolina at the home they'd left behind. Caitlin shook free of the childhood memory and focused on their subject. A corrupt county commissioner with a penchant for weaponry. Holdeman's cruiser and two state trooper vehicles blocked Schultz's path forward, creating a barricade. Not that there was anywhere to run. They'd chosen their spot carefully, here in the middle of Pennsylvania Dutch country, where the only civilians to worry about were a trio of horses grazing in the field across the road. Caitlin was here as backup, something the newly elected sheriff was in dire need of, after discovering two-thirds of her force were on the county commissioner's payroll, and that Schultz had ordered a hit on her. When your county's population numbered twice as many cows as people, and most of the people didn't get involved in elections or vote, it made for interesting politics. Which was exactly how Schultz had been able to control this quiet patch of Pennsylvania countryside for the past decade, growing rich as he decimated taxpayers' coffers. Public corruption was one of the FBI's top priorities. So when Holdeman and the Pennsylvania State Police needed assistance building a case against Schultz, Caitlin was happy to help.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?